The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Omer Aleph, the bottom. Zog the Mishnah. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Omer ein tefilas musafin ela b'chove ir. That means, Rashi understand this to mean that tefilas musaf is only davened b'chove ir when there's a tzibur. They weren't mesakenet lo tiknuo ela b'tzibur. The ganze tefilas musaf is only mesukin b'tzibur. B'chachomim ma'imrim b'chove ir v'shloi b'chove ir. We pass like the Chachamim. We daven Musaf even with no tzibur. We daven b'yichidus Musaf too. Chachamim say b'chaviyir v'shloi b'chaviyir. Safta is a tzibur, safta is no tzibur. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns chaviyir means tzibur. Rabbi Yoin learns, explains at least, Rabbi Yoin explains that the reason why Musaf was not nitaken when there's no tzibur, because Musaf is not like connect the Ovis. Musaf is a tefillah which is not tachnunim. Musaf is a tefillah which is shvach l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So because there's no tachnunim and it's not keneged the ovis, so meila a yochid is not chayiv bo, and that's the meir, the ben yoni, that's how Rishonim explain it. The Maisa, the Rambam has a whole new pshat in Pirsha Mishnah is what chover ear means. Chover is a loshen talmud chochem. Chover. A chover shaft. So chover ear means the talmud chochem would start. And when the tzibur surrounds the talmud chochem would start, only then they were mesakin musaf. And if there isn't a talmud chochem that's davening with the tzibur, then there's no chovers musaf. As I learned the Rambam. But the machloek is a blozim in Isaiah, Tanakama, Pshanah blozim in Isaiah says, there's no tefillas musaf at all, only b'chover ear. Chum is say b'chover ear, v'shloi b'chover ear. Rabbi Yuda oimer mishmoi, Rabbi Yuda says in the name of Rabbi blozim in Isaiah, not like Tanakama, he differentiates. Komo kem shiesham chover ear, yochet potu mit tefillas musafin. That means, when there's a chover ear, when there is an actual minion taking place in the city, then the yochet at home is potu from tefillas musafin. But if there is no minion in that city, then the yochid would also be chayev. That means he's chayev shaloi b'chove ear. So it's not clear exactly in the Achronim how is this yochid potter, as Rashi in the bottom says, Ul Rabbi Yehuda, Pshan Rablozim and Isaiah says, Ein yochid potter ela b'mokam asorish ashtiach tzibu poitroi. The shtiach tzibu patters this yochid. How does he pat him? So there's a machloek Achronim what that means. Does that mean when he's actually standing there, he hears him, he's sitting in the shul, and it goes to Al Shamea Ka'oina? That's how the Rosh Yosef learns. Midin shemei ka'ona dafka. That means b'chover ear. You don't. The word mesakin for you to daven your own musaf, but rather you listen to the shatz al shemei ka'ona. However, the tzlach learns the chiddush is that even if he's not in shul, he's upkapated with a musaf that's taking place 10 miles away. That's
more like that, the people on the field.
Correct. That's the amshav like Similar idea. Mamash like that. He's nifta with the shat, that's mispalim musaf, and that's the mokum chavir, when the chavir in the city, he's upgepatted. Frek the Gemara, ton Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Yuda and Tanakama. Rabbi Yuda and Tanakama say the same thing. Tanakama says, ain't tulis musafin ala b'chavir. Rabbi Yuda says, kol mokum sheshem chavir, yochid potim tulis musafin. When there is a chover ear. So we were medaik already when there isn't chover. That's going to be more zafkamina. But it seems they both imply that you're potter because you're, there's no tchi of musaf when there's a chover ear, when there's a minion. So Gemara Rabbi Yudani Tanikama, Ikubinayu yochid shaloi bechover ear. A yochid in a city where there is no minion. Tanikama sava potter because they were in mesakin bechlau musaf in a place where there's what's it called? They were mesakin bechlau musaf unless there's a minion. So it doesn't make a difference. There's no chover in this city. Tanakama holds your potter. Rabbi Yudah sova chayev because you're only potter when there is a tzibur, even if it's not in front of you. We said shemei ka'ona, yes shemei ka'ona, even if you're in your home, but a component has to be in the city. Rabbi Yudah sova chayev. Om Rav Huna b'Rav Chanina, Om Rav Chia b'Rav Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda sh'omah mishumah b'lozim ben Azariah. That what that Rabbi Yudah b'shem b'lozim ben Azariah is not the Tanakama b'shem b'lozer, but rather that you chayev shaloi b'chover ear. B'chover ear your potter. Shaloi b'chover ear. When there is no minion, then the yochid will also be chayiv in musaf. So it comes out the different shittas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, according to the Tanakama, holds that a yochid is always potter. Bein b'chover ear, bein shaloi b'chover ear. A yochid was not, they weren't mesakin tefillas musaf for a yochid. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, he differentiates. Shaloi b'chover ear. When there's no chover ear, then you tak a chayiv. But b'chover ear, when it is a minion, you're potter. And that's a machloek zachroinim. Does that mean al shemea koina or you potter even in your home? And then the shittas chachom is that b'chover ear, v'shaloi b'chover ear, you're always gonna be chayev in tefillas musafin. And that's how we talk a paskin in Shulchan Aruch, like the chachomim, that a yochid is chayev in any instance. But we hear the Gemara saying, halachic Rabbi Yehuda Shom Mishum Abloz Ben Azaya, that a yochid is only chayev shaloi b'chove ha'ir. And that the Gemara zok the Gemara raya of them, zok the Gemara vayta omel Rav Chiya ba Avin shaper ka amrit. This is correct, like Rabbi Yehuda Shom Mishum Abloz Ben Azaya, that you only chayev shaloi b'chove ha'ir. The Omar Shmuel said, "Mi yomai la metzlin etzlusa de musafim biyochid b'nahardoi." Daf lamen omid beis, meaning I never davened biyechidus in nahardoi. Zok Rashi lefitchiyeshom tzibur vashliach petrani. There was always a shliach tzibur that took place that davened musaf and he patted me. And lamar lish each one lishitosom, either according to the tzlach or according to the Rez Yosef, either he was there physically or he was yoytz even in his house because it was a shliach tzibur that davened. So usually he never davened biyechidus because there was always a shliach tzibur that patted him. Except for the day when the Chela Melech came to the city, so Chachomim did not daven b'tzibur at least, maybe he didn't daven at all, or Akoponim, there was no minya b'tzibur, so at that time I had no choice, v'tzali lebi yochid at the dam b'yechides, v'have yochid shloi b'chove ir, so then I was a yochid shloi b'chove ir, there was no minya taking place. So it's a raya like a Beloza ben Azaria, the second Lishna, Rabbi Yehuda, Alibet Rabbi Beloza ben Azaria, that the only time you daven Musa b'yichidus is when there is no minion. Zog the Gemara weiter, Yosef, Reb Chanina, Kara. Reb Chanina Kara. Kara means like it was a Balkoira. Reb Chanina the Balkoira. Kameid Rabbi Yanai, v'Yosef Koma, Halochek Rabbi Yehuda, Shom Mishum Beloza ben Azaria. The Aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem Beloza ben Azaria, that what? That without a tzibur, the yochid is chayev. A yochid is taka, ein tefillas misof and ela b'chaviir. But shaloi b'chaviir, that was an afkamina, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem elozim and Isaiah, shaloi b'chaviir, then the yochid is taka chayev. We hold la halacha like chachomim, that bein b'chaviir, bein shaloi b'chaviir, yochid is always chayev. But the Gemara is now saying, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda b'shem elozim and Isaiah. Omalei, so he told him, puk kora karech leboro. Take your psukim. He's a balkari after all. Chab chalina kara. So he said, take your psukim out of the bismedish. Ein aloch Reb Yehuda. Shom Mishum Elon Zayin. The aloch is not like that. The aloch is rather like the chachomim. And we hold that a yochid is chayiv until it's musofin. Bein b'chavir, bein shaloi b'chavir. You always chayiv. Zok teis on the top. Ein aloch Reb Yehuda. El aloch Rabbonon. That a yochid is always chayiv. V'chein posik rach. V'chein posik rach. Oh. Zok the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ani Ro'isi as Rabbi Yanai the Tzoli v'Hod Tzoli. I saw Rabbi Yanai. We're assuming right now that he davened twice. Now, when he davened twice, we're assuming that means that he davened Musaf. Now, Zog Rashi, oh, the Lomeli based Tfilas ala Achash Shachis v'Achash Musafin. Why would he daven Musaf? According to Beloz Ben Azaria, there's a minyan going on in the city. Chovir, so he should be potter. So we see clearly that Allah is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. We see he davened biyichidus musaf. Why is he davening? There's a tzibur going on. It's a chovir taking place. So ani ro'isi as Rabbi Yanai the tzoli v'the tzoli. Avdem zok the Gemara omel Rabbi Yimel Rabbi Zera. What's the raya? Maybe davened twice. V'dilu mikol akivin daite. He davened twice because he wasn't mechaven in shachris. He didn't daven correctly. So he davened again. Zok the Rosh over here because he wasn't mechaven by ovis. By ovis you have to daven again. Kiyadua, like Reb Chaim says, that there's two types of kavonas by Shmoneh Esrei. There's the Pirush HaMilim, and there's the Oymed Lifnei Hashem. Pirush HaMilim means you have to understand every word is by Ovis. Oymed Lifnei Hashem, you have to know you're standing in front of the Eibusha. That's by the rest of Shmoneh Esrei, including Ovis, but also by till the end of Shmoneh Esrei. But Pirush HaMilim is only by Ovis. The davening again is legabe if you don't have Pirush HaMilim by Ovis. The Chazanish in Gilyon is arguing Reb Chaim, and he says a person is automatically Oymed Lifnei Hashem, even a Shvacha Dat Klusha. What are you doing in Shul? You're Oymed Lifnei Hashem. So Mela, it's considered enough that you're Oymed Lifnei Hashem, and it's not called your Misasik, Stam, your daydream. You're Oymed Lifnei Hashem. So what's the Gemara saying over here? The Gemara is saying that maybe he was a Mechaven Daitoy. The Maisa, the tour by us Paskins, the Ramo brings us also that we don't daven again because we're not going to mechaven the second time either. So if you're not going to ain't la davar soif, you're going to start davening again, but you're not mechaven, you'll never be mechaven again. Now, the Ritva learns of this Gemara that he remembered only after he finished davening, because if it's in the middle of davening and you go back to the beginning, then where would they see bichlal that he's
that he's repeating the Shemoneh Esrei. We don't know what's happening behind closed doors, so to speak. So that's what he's mechiyach. So Hakabonim is vector Marakasha, Vidilmi Kol Kimidaita. That's the reason why he's davening again. Not because he's davening Musaf. Maybe he's doing twice Shachris. Zogdi Gomorrah, Omalei, Chazi Man Gavar Rabbi the Komesaid Alei. Who is being made about this story? Rabbi Yochanan is saying this. Gavar Rabbi like Rabbi Yochanan. He's being a Rai. If he's being a Rai, he knows what he's talking about. He's being a Rai and he's saying that I saw him daven twice. Obviously, he knows that it was Musaf. He must have heard him say the Tfilis Musafin. So he can't ask me, Kasha, maybe it was twice Shachris. Rabbi Yochanan is saying this as an Edis. He knows what he was talking about.
So one thing about the Pshat, that we said that maybe he hasn't come to Shul.
Correct.
So I'm saying, I know what the Raya would be. Maybe he could make it to Shul. He had a Dam. He was trying to bring a Raya that...
We're not trying to Raya to the Machlokes Tzlach and Rosh Yosef. We're trying to Raya to the Beloza and Azai Yeshita, Kribim Rabbi Yudah. That he daven Musaf, the Gemara's Hamid was. So we see a couple, and Avada was a minion in the Shtot. But according to the other Tzad, you're asking according to the Tzad that you have to be Shomei HaKohen in Shul, so maybe he couldn't make it to Shul. According to the other Tzad, according to the Tzlach, once a minion are good, you're asking according to the other Tzad, that you have to be there physically, what's the Raya? Maybe you push Kunkur Amida, be there, and then it won't be a Raya that it's a din of Yochid B'chavir Ir, because there's no Chavir Ir, Klapi, because it's not in the Shul. Good aura. Good aura. Zog the Gemara weiter. Reb Ami, Reb Asi, Avagav Davla Tleisa, B'nei Knishta, B'Tvelya. Even though there were 13 different shuls in Tveria, Lahava Matzi Ela Bene Amuda Deheka Davi Garasi, they specifically davened in the Beis Medrash, in the place that they learned, not in the place where the Tzibur davened. So now we're assuming we bring a Raya from here, they davened Shachris and Musaf. So we see they davened Musaf, even though it was the Minyonim in the Shtot. So again, you're asking a Kasha, going to the Tzad, you have to be in Shemei HaKohen, Baal Kaporim. The Pashtas of Allah and Azariah, Libid Abiyuda, is that Abiyuda, Libid Azariah, is as long as a minion in Shtot, you would be potter. And the fact that they daven Musaf is a raya, clearly not like that. They daven Beri Amuda, meaning the place they learned. But like upon him, we see they daven Shachas and Musaf too. So we see that even Bechover Ir, you are chayev, a yochel is chayev, like the Rabbonon. Itmar Ravitzur Ba'avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu, Omar, Halocha, Kreb Yehuda. Now, the place over here is Goris, Ein Halocha Kreb Yehuda. Shom Mishum Ablon Zayev, because that's the flow of the Gemara. We're saying, Goltam Loch Zakhomim. Is Goyer's Ein Halach Rabbi Yehuda Shom Mishum Ablozim Azariah. The Halach is not like that, but rather like the Chachomim. Zok Tezis, V'chein Pasach Rach, the Lachim Maiseh Rabbi Amir Ravaz Shom Espalam B'yochid K'Rabonon, Beni Amuda, the Gazel, Hashmina, Halach K'Rabonon. That's good for the Raya we bring over here. They damned Beni Amuda, the Halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda Shom Mishum Ablozim Azariah. Zok Demar Vaita, Rabbi Chir Barabe Tzoli, V'hodet Tzoli. Rabbi Chir Barabe davened, and he davened again a second time. Omer Rabbi Zeh Ramay Taima, Ovid Mar Hochi. Why did he daven twice? Ilem shum loichim in ma'adaitei. If it was you were mechaven, v'om rabbi loza lo'olam yomadon mes'atzmoi, you should always measure yourself. Im yochel lechaven ez liba yispalel, v'im la'aval yispalel. Meaning, be mechaven, be make sure, be murdered yourself, measure yourself, and see, are you able to daven? Are you able to mechaven or not? If you can't, then don't approach it. La'aloch, you're supposed to be meshar yourself if you can be mechaven by obvious or not. If not, you wait. Unless man Zman Tfilah is about to elapse, Mishaburim Kuf Aleph, then you daven even if you can't be Mechavan. But upon him, you're supposed to be Oymedaitoi if you can be Mechavan by Ovis or not. So what do you mean he wasn't Mechavan? Davening twice wasn't because he wasn't Mechavan. He would have prepped himself before and then know if he could be Mechavan. Elo must be the Le'atke Madresh Yarcha. He must have forgotten Yalav Yovoi, and that's why he davened twice. If you did not say Tfilas Chodesh and Arvis, Ein Machzir and Oisoi. Now the reason is going to be in a Maskana is because Ein Mekatchan Chodesh Belaila, like we know. The Gemara now is giving a reason because you're going to say it in the next Tfila. Zok the Gemara, Lohiskei Chodesh and Arvis beArvis Ein Machzir and Oisoi Neshochel Oimer B'Shachis. You'll end up saying Chodesh and Shachis. B'Shachis Ein Machzir and Oisoi Neshochel Oimer B'Misofin. B'Misofin Machzir and Oisoi Neshochel Oimer B'Mincha. So upon him. That must be the reason why he was davening again. Because he forgot the Shchodesh. Why do you have to daven again? L'chari, you have the next tefillah. And he davened b'yechidus, we're saying now. There's again a raya that he davened b'yechidus musafin. So then you don't have to daven again. So the Rashi explains, because you hear the Shliach Tzibur. you hit a shliach tzibur davening, he could be moitzi you. You have a kavanah lotzeis, kavanah loitzi, then you don't daven again. We're not so simple. We daven again, like the Mishnah Berurah says, because we have to be lotzeis. It's easier to daven yourself than to have him be mechaven every word that he says. But kavanah the Gemara is being matcha that le'olam, this din is only b'tzibur that you can hear it from the next the tefillah being said. And he would daven be a chiddus, so merely he davened again. But we see al kaponim musaf you daven be a chiddus even bechover ear. Oh, very good combination. Zog Rashi, betzibur shoni de ein machzirin mishum de shomale mishatz veika miktsas haskora. Big lomnus in Rashi. Aber biyochet zoch lachzer. Rashi is not saying that you have the haskora. You have a miktsas haskora. You have the mikzas that you hear shliach tzibur repeating from Esrei, and you also have what the Gemara says that you also have a tziruf that lemaisa. There's going to be another tefillah following. So it's a big vort in Rashi over here. There's a mikzas I hear shliach tzibur, so I don't have to repeat again. Plus, I'm going to hear it the next day. The next tefillah, I'm going to say myself yalav yove again. So it's a tziruf azah that we see that the mikzas together with what the Gemara says. Akaparim the Gemara, and then Rashi brings another pshat. Zog Rashi uvahag mefarish. B'shatz, they were talking about the shliach tzibur. Mishum tichah b'tzibura, aval yochid hodar. If the shliach tzibur, this is takad halacha. If a shliach tzibur forgets to say yalav v'yavoy, if he remembers before he finishes the bracha of avoda, then he corrects himself. But afterwards, emachzira noisai, because in kuf chavav clearly the shliach tzibur is not choizah because tichah b'tzibura, your favorite thing, tichah b'tzibura, very important halacha, should be everyone's favorite thing. Tichah b'tzibura is very important, and that is. What we talk a paska and a shliach tzibur, zok Rashi, mishum tircha di tzibura, a shliach tzibur is not, b'tzibur shoni is not machzir. But if yochid is talk a hodar, if talk a word, repeat again, yalav yove, and we talk a paska like that. By shachas and mincha, you repeat from the esrei, we don't rely on the shliach tzibur, and by ma'ariv we don't, because eme kach nechosh b'layla. Zok di gemara. So Tois Rabbi says we're not goris this whole thing of ba'arvis emachzirin because of Tois says the amrina besomach tov lehiskar shchodesh emachzirin oisle v'shem makach shchodesh belaylo. Okay, Tois says agav achina ma'arvis agav other ones. Zok the more vayter. Kama yishe ben tefila if a person davens twice, how much you have to wait the span in between? Ravuna v'rav chiyah chadom akadesh itzchoyin daita olav that you should be mechoyin and daita. You should be able to be mechoyin and daitzuk dashi miyusheves to be ma'arich the orich the tefila betloshen tchina. V'chadom k'deshet tischoyel daita olav, choyel daita. Choyel is a loshen of chilui, like we have lechalois pnei Hashem. V'hihi zok dashi. But listen, ba'al mepligi. It's machlokes like in the loshen, but it means the same thing. Tois right away says, what's this time span? U'mefash b'yushalmi dainu k'sheilich dalad ames. The shear of walking dalad ames. That's the time you wait between two shmoneh esreis. If a person remembers in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you go back to the Avodah, to the beginning, then you don't have to wait. If you're starting, again, then you wait Shir Dalal Amis. Zog di Gemara. Man do amakdesh tzchoyin and daita olov, dichsiv eschanan l'ashev. When Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter, it's always a tefillah v'eschanan. Man do amakdesh tzchoyin and daita olov, dichsiv v'eichal Moshe. After the eagle Moshe was mispalel, says v'eichal, it's loshon of tefillah of tzchoyin and daita. Omerav anan, omerav, to. Oh, this is the maskana. If you don't say Rosh Chodesh and Ma'ariv, ain't machzir noisay. Why? If you say ain't bezem mekach shchodesh el b'yoyim, so it's there's no kiddush Rosh Chodesh, no ma'ase bezem, but only b'yoyim. So a lailot on a ma'ase bezem. So practically, it's not called Rosh Chodesh if you were to come at night. Omer amem mistavel milsa derab chodesh mole. This is by chodesh mole when you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So then you say ain't machzirin. Aber b'chodesh chosse machzirin noisay. By Chodes Choser, you would be Machzir and Oisai. Why? Because you don't have the second night, the makeup time. We don't pass like that. We pass in Mole and Choser and Machzirin. Omel Rav Ashi Lameima, Michti Rav Taima Ka'omal. Rav is giving a reason. Ema Kach and Choser Belailo. So Mali Choser, Mali Mole. Ela Loishno. This Taka no different. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. And Ema Machzir and Oisai. If a person remembers after Baruch Ato Hashem, and then even before by Avoida, and before Amachzir, he remembers he didn't see Alav Yovoi, so there's a big machlokes, a poiska I mentioned the other day also, according to the Bi'a Halacha, the Mishabura says, you say Lamdeni Chukecha, you can save it, you save the bracha by saying Lamdeni Chukecha, so it's not a bracha of Atol Hashem, then you go back to Avoida, you go back to Alav Yovoi, and according to the Moshe, writes in Shuvas, true Lamdeni Chukecha is a pasuk in Tehillim, Or metoni zogin tilim imin shmona esrei. It's afsuk. True, that's not a bracha levatola. Bracha tashem lamdein chukecha. But what are you saying? Tilim imin shmona esrei. It's better to finish off the bracha and not to say it. Zogti gemara. The Moshe says it by saying Talamot over there. He says it's better to finish off Mevarech Hashanim and then say it by Shema Kaleinu. Because then, what does that say? A bracha of Tilim in the middle of Shema Nesi, we can fix it by Shema Kaleinu. Zog the Gemara, oh, let's just see any Tais in the Gemara over here. Tais, all Tais in the Gemara, but let's see which one we can speak out. Zog Taisis. The Fisheim Mekach Achosh Balailo, the Tape Glei Mishum Rishus, Shmaiv is Rishus. Zog Taisis, that's Dafka Lazis Mitzah Acheres Oiveres. Then Tais wants to say, V'yesh Mefarshim, Dafka Balailo Bishoyne Emach Zirin, the difference between the first and the second night, even by two nights. If you say, "Emekatch achosh b'layla," but b'layla shniyam achzirin, shkvar mekudesh b'yoyim shalafonov. Emekatch achosh b'layla, but the second night's already mekudesh. So what do you mean, emekatch? It's already mekudesh. V'loy nir lechalik. Tais says you can't be mechalik. Emekatch achosh b'layla. It's be'etzem edin in the layla. The layla is not as man of a shchodesh if the edim would have come. Not the fact that now it's the second night, so you were mekudesh yesterday already. So mele by night yitaka ein machzirin oisai. Zog du mal, zog hadan aloch tfilas ha-shachar. Hadan aloch tfilas ha-shachar. Hadan aloch tfilas ha-shachar. Oh, let's see this Tais over here. Tais says over here, very important, that whenever we say a haskara, zog Tais is like Yalav Yovoy or Alanisim. So if oka raglov, then ein machzirin oisoy. Or if you posuk bebrocha shalachero, ein machzirin oisoy. Then Tais wants to say, then he wants to go bich samozin, 1 second. The last line of Tosis, Umi Oimeri, the Roz Rebenetam, the Hech de la Oka Raglov, Choizel Retse, Afilu Bedvorim She Machzirin, Kanalanisim, Chen Amadovar. Again, Alanisim, Mitchanakim, in Yonad Yoima. If a person was not Oiker Aglaim, and he remembered, then you go back to Retse, to the Avoida again, and you can be Maske Alanisim, Chen Amadovar.
Go back to
Retse? Yeah. Go back to Retse. That was Rebenetam, was Noik like that. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. If you remember before your oikar aglayim,
if you remember
what
before your
oikar aglayim, hadan aloch tefilas hashachar, aloch tefilas hashachar. Zok the Mishnah, ein oyvim lispalal mitoch kovid roish. You only daven mitoch kovid roish. Zok Rashi achno. Before you daven, you have to achno. Be humble. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos learns it means kavana, means during the tefillah, not before you daven. You have to have kavana during the davening. That's kovid roish. Chasidim roishonim roishon shoachas. They waited a whole hour. We'll see later. Umispalal and then they davened. Kadesh yichav nalim lavim shemashamayim. You have to be chesidim l'shoinim for that. Afilu amelech shoel b'shloimo, even if a melech asks about you, lo yeshivena, you don't answer. V'afilu nochash kolchal ikvo, if it's not a sakona, obviously, then lo yafsik, you don't stop. Some l'shoinim say that if you're able to walk and continue davening and throw the snake off you, you're allowed to do it because hiluch is not called a hefsik. Others argue on this, but this would be the nafkamina legabe davoida in Yom Kippur. When the shliach tzibur does davoida, is that hiluch, when he does davoida and does the kriya, is that called a hefsik or not? So we try to keep the feet together of Shliach Tzibur. That's this sugya, is hiluch a hefsek in the middle of the Shliach Tzibur's davening or not. Similarly, the Bongan Avram brings, if a person is embarrassed that he has a long Shemin Esrei, he can take 3 steps back before he finished. That's also called a hiluch b'tzorich, and it's not called a hefsek. He brings his b'shem to Sefer Chassidim. Zog digmol v'aytem anonimili, how do we know that you have to daven b'kovid roish? Omer Rabbe Lozad Omakro, it says by Chana, v'hi moraz nofesh. She was different. She was very sad and down because she had no children. What's the raya that you came? Dilma David Shani David Melech was different. He was over extra. What's it right to us? Elam Rabbi Shuben Levi Mehocha. Hishtach v'lashem b'hadas koydish. Al tika b'hadas ela b'chel das koydish. So come on, Mimai, what's it raya? Dilma lo elam emeloch b'hadras mamish. It means you have to wear the finest clothing. Kiod Rav Yehuda, have a mitzai nafshe v'adam atzli. He wore his finest wear and then he davened. It's not a raya that it means chel das koydish, maybe it means hadas koydish. Elam Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Mehocha. Ivdu is Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'vado. So it says clearly, Ivdu, it's avoida. Avoid this tefillah. Be'yira v'gila b'rado. Ma'y v'gila b'rado. Omer Rav Ada b'amas. Omer Rav Ada. B'mokim gila shom teira odo. Abaya v'yosef kamei l'rabe chazi d'ave kobod achtuva. He saw that he was very happy, overjoyed. Omer v'gila b'rado k'siv. Favos lachster. You have to be serious. V'gila b'rado k'siv. Omer la'anot tefillah menachno. I'm wearing tefillin. If I'm wearing tefillin, then you don't have to worry about kalas roish.
Tefillin is an edus that I'm not going to be steered to Gila Begoto. Rabbi Yirmi Abba Yosef, Kamil Rabbi Zeher, Chazi Rabbi Kobadach Tuva, Omelei, B'chol Eitz of Yom Moser, it's B'chol Eitz of Yom Moser, Zog Drashi, Kisho Odom Maras Atzmoy Eitz of Yelo Ischar. It's a good thing to be sad, so to speak. Meaning, to realize Gila Begoto, not Stam sad. You can't be mazik other people walking around with a frowned face. You have to, so Salanti used to say, you have no rishus to be mazik other people, but not smiling. But it means you have to be serious and realize there's avodas Hashem. Again, it's an edus that are not b'schoik v'kalas roish, and b'meila, there's no problem. Well, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillin, that when a person wears tefillin, it's a raya that yiras shemayim olov, and he's not nimshach b'schoik v'kalas roish, and sicha b'tetela, and he's not mahara machshav as roish. All this is what he does when he wears tefillin. He's sameach, simcha shel mitzvah. All right, we'll stop over here. The last line on the Gemara, Daf Lamed, Omid Beis, Mabred Ravina.